a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have scattered clouds and blue sky, 95 degrees. KSL's top story. It's the announcement everyone's been waiting for. Joe Biden selected his running mate this afternoon, California Senator Kamala Harris. Rivals just months ago, their names will be together on the same bumper sticker. Biden-Harris. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The senator from California is an historic choice, the first black woman and the first person of Indian descent to be named to a major party presidential ticket.
She is 55 years old. She was elected to the Senate in 2016 and now stands on the edge of a major, major move in her life and in the nation's life.
ABC's Terry Moran. Harris has taken aim at Biden when debating early in the race.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country.
Today, Biden tweeting he's proud to have Harris as his partner in this campaign. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Biden's main guy in Utah says he couldn't be more thrilled.
Kamala Harris brings such a wealth of talent and knowledge to the ticket. And I think, as Vice President Biden said, he was committed to picking a female. I do think that color was maybe not at the top of the list, but it just turned out that the senator's credentials are very good, and I think it's something that people can relate to. So it's been a long time coming, but now we have a ticket.
Scott Howell, who says he's looking forward to the vice presidential debate, which will be held here in Utah, Kamala Harris facing Mike Pence on October 7th. Reaction from high-profile Democrats is starting to come in about Biden's running mate. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, former President Barack Obama tweeting that Kamala Harris is more than prepared for the job. He says she spent her career defending the Constitution and fighting for folks who need a fair shake. He calls it a good day for our country. In response to protests, police reform is changing American cities and bringing new leaders to the table. In Seattle, the city's first black police chief, Carmen Best, retiring as cutbacks rock her department.
This was a decision I wrestled with, but it was time.
Best appearing alongside Mayor Jenny Durkin.
It is the difficult times that we see the true mettle of a person.
Durkin thanking Best for her leadership during the recent protests. Vice President Mike Pence in Arizona to speak at a Cops for Trump rally in Phoenix. The group's president, Justin Harris, making this statement before endorsing President Trump for re-election.
Between calls to abolish the police or calls to defund the police, law enforcement is under attack.
The event hosted by the Arizona Police Association. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:33.
Coronavirus and classrooms.
COVID-19 is bringing fall sports to a grinding halt on the college and high school level. One team in the Alpine District is under quarantine after one of the players tested positive. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Barbara Jenkins' daughter is set to be the captain of her high school's soccer team, but because some someone tested positive for COVID-19, the whole team will have to sit out a few games. But Jenkins says she got a letter saying her daughter didn't need to be tested.
They have the right to do that, but even if it comes back negative, that doesn't matter.
She would rather her daughter did get tested, because if the results come back negative, her daughter shouldn't be quarantined for 2 weeks. John Oglesby with the Utah High School Activities Association says the rules are in line with what the state is recommending, and before every game, every player has to be checked for symptoms.
That's a vital part of ensuring continuity and safety.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Our coronavirus in classrooms coverage continues now, and here's Todd Fuchs.
Most schools in the state prepare to open in just a few weeks. Many districts are addressing staffing questions. The Salt Lake City School District retained their entire staff in the spring, and they anticipate keeping everyone on board again this fall. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with more.
Most teachers are moving online to accommodate digital learning, although a few instructors will still teach in person for small groups as part of their special education program. That means a limited number of buses are still needed to transport those students.
Their IT staff is also busy handing out and setting up nearly 20,000 laptops and tablets. Hey, KSL Sports, no Pac-12, no Big Ten, and BYU only has 3 games on their schedule. Brandon Gurney from the Deseret News says he thinks the Cougars will do everything they can do to still play, because the lack of other games will put them in the spotlight.
BYU is very cognizant of exposure. This might be an opportunity where independence could actually prove a benefit where it's been a detriment.
Gurney says the BYU versus Navy game in the first week of September is still currently planned for national TV, and that would be a big thing for the program. He thinks if BYU does cancel their season, they'd be one of the last teams to do so. KSL News Time, 3:35.
Man, what are we supposed to do on Saturdays? Just saying. KSL News Time, 3:35, and Ricky Meese has the latest on the roads. Trouble spots?
Yeah, one is in Midvale, State Street at 7200 South. You still have a tow truck and other vehicles right in the heart of the intersection. A lot of traffic is getting through, but you've got to watch for officers to get you through that spot safely. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Coming up on KSL, rock stars in rocking chairs. My Minute of News is on the way next.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.